First off, sports director Caleb Floyd, and also employee Mr. B. Wilson is here. B. Brennan Wilson. Also in the studio this morning, Nick Farah, who has just started over at the YMCA. We're going to talk to you, Nick, here in just a moment. But let's start off with Caleb this morning. Some big news coming out. We've talked a little bit about this on KXEO. The golf simulator room is getting ready to be opened up. Open house is on the way next week. Is that right?
Yeah, next Wednesday. So if you've been in the Y, you've been able to see our slow progress every time you walk by there. And we've had it open. We've been testing it out. But we're having an open house next Wednesday. That's the 25th. So from 11 to noon and 4 to 6 p.m. So anyone can come. You can check the room out. If you're a member of the Y and you would like to get an orientation done for the room, how it's going to work, basically, if you're the one renting the room for that designated time, you have to go through the orientation at some point before you rent it. So if you know you're going to be using it and you want to come to the open house and kind of kill two birds with one stone, we can run you through the orientation. Then we can put you on the list. And as soon as it opens up, which is June 1st, then you can be ready to go. You can go ahead and reserve it and rent it. But you can come out. We're going to have a guy there hitting some balls into it and show you how it works. And you can mess around and see what's going on.
Heck yeah. I had one person already ask me how many courses are on this simulator. And I saw the program. You were running me through it the other day. Won't talk about how many.
So we've had the senior PGA Tour call on Y, asking for one Matt Pilger.
Yeah.
So I think it was more of the coach than it was the participant. I'll try to do better next time. But I think there's it's either 24 or 36 courses. There's a few to choose from, so you won't have to like play the same one every time or anything like that. So, and there's also the driving range aspect of it. You can just hit balls or you can go and just putt, chip, or anything like that. The other thing I was going to mention real quick before we're done talking about the simulator, it was made, if you haven't seen our signs in the Y, this project was made possible by the Edmondson Foundation, Slumberland Furniture, and the Bulldog Golf Classic. So thank you to those folks and to everybody else that's helped us put it together. Nick, B, Larry, Tom, the girls down at the Y. And then we had some people that were testing it out for us. The Mexico High School golf team helped us test it out and kind of figure out what's going to work and what doesn't. So thanks to everybody involved.
No doubt. It looks pretty simple to use. It did to me anyway. And if I can figure it out, I know a lot of other people will be able to do it much easier than me.
Yeah, I think Matt got it and it didn't take too long. So I think you'll be all right. If you've used any kind of tablet or phone or anything like that, it shouldn't take you too long. So
yeah, no doubt about it. We're looking forward to that. And there's plenty of things that could be coming in the future with this. It's just getting off and rolling. Possibly, leagues in the future, maybe a tournament here or there.
Right. But, so I think kind of how we're going to start, and we'll talk about it more at the open house, is just renting it out or members using it, stuff like that. But in the future, after we figure out how best to use the room and what policies and rules we need that we might not have thought of yet, we can have some leagues, we can have some tournaments. We'll, of course, have some practices and camps and stuff in there. So further down the road, there'll be a bunch of stuff we can do. We can program out the room more than we do to start with.
Nice. We're looking forward to that for sure. We want to bring in Mr. Nick Farah into the conversation this morning. Nick, you're interning at the YMCA, is that right?
That is correct.
All right. So is this just a one-year deal? Tell folks a little bit about yourself and what you'll be doing over at the Y.
Yeah, so I just finished up my second year at the University of Central Missouri, and I found an opportunity to interview for an internship here in Mexico where my dad and stepmom live, and it was a great opportunity. I got the chance to come on as an intern, and I've just been kind of shadowing Caleb and helping him with everything he does during the day.
Very nice. So this will be this summer. What are the future plans? Do you think you want to work at a Y in the future? Is that what you're looking at? Or
yeah, so part of my whole process here is just finding out what I want to do in the sports world, because studying sports management and parks and rec, as well as the YMCA, it's going to put me through a lot of different experiences and opportunities that I get to find out what I do want to do.
Where are you originally from?
Columbia / Boonville area.
All right. Well, thanks for coming in, and I hope you do well with your internship, and best of luck to you.
Thank you.
We want to talk to B. Wilson this morning because B. has got a YouTube channel. We've talked a little bit about this in the past, but B., it's lemon pudding, if I'm not mistaken.
Lemon pudding.
It is lemon pudding. We want to try and get B.'s views up there. How many views are you up to right now?
Don't know.
I think you have over 100 subscribers already, right?
Subscribers. Yeah. I'm saying it wrong.
Well, there's views and there's subscribers, right. But subscribers is what... Well, he both either is fine, but you're over 100 subscribers already, aren't you?
All right. We are trying to push that number up. We want to get some more subscribers.
We'll probably do another video at some point with someone swinging, but B took a nice video of the golf room and has it on his channel, so he kind of gives a little tour and shows you what it looks like if you're not able to make it to the open house. Lemon pudding on YouTube. He's got a video on there.
It's spelled out lemon pudding, and B kind of takes you through the YMCA with all the new stuff that's coming in. You guys had some high-speed internet that was put in a couple of weeks ago. B, you showed us about that, and now you're going to show us about the golf simulator on there, so it's definitely a good channel to subscribe to and to view as well. So, B, best of luck on that, and I want to thank all of you guys for stopping in this morning.
Thanks, Matt.
Thanks, Matt.